Hey, good morning, everyone. It is Tuesday, and I'm so happy to be with you. It's time for 10 with Pastor Len. And I want to first start out by saying how much I love each and every one of you. I mean it from the bottom of my heart. I've been receiving encouraging notes, encouraging letters, encouraging texts, and I know you're all joining in with me in praise and prayer to our Heavenly Father for the miracles that he is working out on my benefit and on your benefits also. I know he's working miracles out in your lives too. So thank you for joining. I love you. And I hope you were able to catch Sunday morning's message. If not, it's still on Facebook. And if you would like the podcast, just the podcast, so you don't have to look through all of Facebook, the service to find the message, let me know and I'll send you the podcast. So today, we're going to be starting some encouraging messages from the book of 1 John, and specifically chapter 5. Sunday morning, early in the morning, before, you know, anybody I know was up. I don't know if that makes sense. But anyway, it was 1 a.m. in the morning. I thought it was 2 a.m. in the morning. I forgot to set my clocks back. So I'm thinking it's 2 a.m. in the morning, but it was really 1 a.m. in the morning. And the Lord, you know, woke me up and said, come on, Len, let's spend some time together. So I went to my my living room sofa and turned on the lamp. And I just had a great time meditating on the word, you know, sitting there in quietness, you know, listening to Daddy speak, listening to Holy Spirit. And he made real to me a verse that I want to encourage you with this morning. And it's found in 1 John chapter 5, like I mentioned. And it's verses 11 and 12. Verses 11 and 12. And this is what it says. It tells us, and this is the record. This is the record. You know, when you think about the records, you know, you think about your marriage certificates. You can go back in time and you can find legal records, you know, that tell you of the date, you know, when you were married. You can go back and find the legal records of birth announcements, birth certificates, legal records. And you know, those are just a couple of examples. But a record is a record, and usually, you know, records cannot be expunged, you know, they're permanent records. And so that's important to understand as you're reading this word. And this is the record. This is the fact. This is factual. This is the truth. This is the record that God has given to us eternal life. And this life is in his Son. Never realized how powerful that was until that morning. Verse 12, he that hath the Son hath life. And he that hath not the Son of God hath not life. So I went to bed after that meditating on the fact. This is the record. I have the Son. You have the Son. And that means, if I have the Son, I have the life. Now you think about that word life. It's always surrounded by words that exemplify it. For instance, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. We know that in John chapter 10, verse 10, where we're told, you know, the thief, and I don't even want to talk about the thief, but, you know, he comes to steal, to kill, and destroy. But this is what I want to talk about. But I've come that you might have life, and life more abundantly. Everlasting life, life more abundantly. And in 1 John chapter 5, it uses the word eternal. This is the record that God had given to us, eternal life, and this life is in his Son. Powerful, powerful. God wants us to experience life in abundance. God wants us to know that he came to provide everlasting life. He also wants us to know that it's eternal life. First, look at the word abundant. Abundant. You know, more than enough. Kind of like my family, you know, at Thanksgiving time or Christmas Eve or Christmas Day. There is so much food, you know. I mean, we could feed our family and we could feed five other families, okay, and still have leftovers, In fact, the leftovers are sometimes my favorite part, you know. After Thanksgiving, the turkey that's left over, you know, making the turkey bakes and the turkey casseroles. Oh my gosh. And you know, from that one meal, you know, we have weeks worth of meals. And so like, that's an abundance. That's an abundance. You know, here, when God provides for our needs, you know, he doesn't just, okay, the rent is due. Okay, here's, you know, here's him providing the rent money. No, it's an abundance. He provides the rent money. He provides money for the utilities. He provides money for the groceries. He provides money. He does everything in abundance. He does everything big. He does everything huge because he's a big God. So here we have abundant life. Life. But what does the word life mean? The word life is actually Zoe. Zoe life. It's God life himself. It's being possessed. You know what the word possessed means? Being possessed with vitality. You're possessed with it. You're possessed with vitality. You're possessed with energy. You're possessed with empowerment. This is God's life. This is Zoe's life. This is what the word life means. All right. It's inanimate, you know, and it's always going. It's ongoing. And where are my notes? I want to get my notes real quick because I want to read, you know, what the word life means. Animate, lively, you know, spirited. This is the kind of life that we possess at born again. He who has the Son has the life. This is the life that you possess. This is the life that's within you. Now I want to look at the two other words, everlasting life and eternal life. You know, they're the same word in the Greek. Sometimes they interpret it everlasting. Sometimes they interpret it eternal, right? But that word means no beginning, no end. It means now, present, and it also means in the future. So eternal, everlasting has with it the thought that when you put this body to rest, when this body is put to rest, we keep living, we keep going, we keep thriving because we have everlasting life. Everlasting life. No beginning, no end. We live in eternity, eternal life, eternity, everlasting life with God. And you know, a lot of people, you know, because, you know, they might be going through situations, they cling on that fact, you know, soon I might put this body to rest, but I'm going to be living with God forever, for all eternity, everlasting, all right? But the words eternal, the words everlasting, coming from the same Greek word, means now also. It means in the present, right now, right here, right now. And so when this word of God is telling us that he, this is the record, this is the facts. This is the facts of your new life in Christ. This is the facts. You can take it to the bank that God hath given us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. And he that hath the Son hath the life. You have Jesus. That day when you said, Father, I believe that I receive. I believe and I confess with my tongue. I believe in my heart, Jesus Christ is Lord. Jesus Christ is my Savior. He's my Lord. He's my Savior. Thank you for allowing me by faith to receive Jesus, to become a child of yours, to become a child of God, where my sins are forgiven and my sins are forgotten. And now I'm saved, sozoed. I've been rescued. I've been delivered. I've been transformed. I've been made well. I've been made whole. I've been healed. I've been prospered. See, everlasting eternal life. Not in the future, but also right now. God wants you to know that if you have the Son, you have the life right here, right now. Start making that your confession. I have the Son, and I have the life. This is Pastor Lenny, and it's 10 minutes. Although I didn't set the buzzer, 10 minutes with Pastor Len. I hope this word encouraged you. If you have the Son, you have the life. Be blessed. See you tomorrow morning.